Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, good afternoon. Today's livestock markets finished the day in the red here. The February live cattle were down 10 at 115.62. The Aprils, which are the next month out, down the hardest of all of the cattle futures, down $1.85 to close at 121.20. June's down $1.12 at 119.25. The August down 87 cents, which put them at 117.52. Technically speaking here, kind of getting a little bit concerned about the April live cattle. They've gone back below a moving average, the 20-day moving average here. They did it actually yesterday, closed below it, but today's failure to uphold it really kind of scares the market here, scares the long side of the bull camp. But if you look back, going all the way back to October, there's a support line. If you draw a line across the bottom of those lows, there's a trend line there that we're right on it. Looks like it's somewhere around 120.50, and currently that market's about 121.20. So maybe there's a little hope there with that support level. Today's box beef market with 65 higher on choice at 240.63. Select up $1.10 at 231.08. The kill today at 122,000. You know, last week was 91,000, but the weather obviously had a major part of that.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 25th. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SuperiorClickToBid.com. And you can also come and watch live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City. 8 a.m. start time, 34,970 head to sell, 9,000 yearling steers, 6,200 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Today's grain futures were all over the place, some higher, some lower, but the beans were kind of the leader in the clubhouse today, with March beans up 22 and a quarter at 14.06, the May beans up 21 at 14.08 and a half, new crop November up 10 and a quarter at 12.22. So those old crop, new crop spreads that everybody plays really blew out today, with the front months quite a bit higher than the back months. Another thing to note about the soybeans is the new crop November made new highs today. They went all the way up to 12.31 and a quarter before closing at 12.22. The previous highs set back in January were a little bit lower than the current market price at 12.03. So we went through it by almost 30 cents at one point. The wheat futures were higher here. We had July Kansas City wheat down 3.5 at 6.51. The Chicago July down a quarter of a cent at 6.56 3/4. The cotton today also being a little bit higher here. March up 46 at 91.37. And that December out there, that new crop December is around 86 cents. So the grain market's all over the board, but if you're a row crop corn or bean farmer, new highs in that new crop is really encouraging.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.